Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And there's a new COVID variant. For those who aren't terrified enough of the Delta variant, the effects of which I have yet to see, but evidently they're pretty prominent. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not looking. I'm not in the ICUs, to be fair. So
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Neither have I, but this is the C.1.2 variant, which is how I would expect variants to be named. I want to know at what level a variant gets a letter of the Greek alphabet versus just being C.1.2 or whatever.
Not the doomsday variant.
Ooh, this might be it, actually. It was first detected in South Africa, and it is more mutated compared to the original virus than any other known variant. It is the most mutated variant so far. For whatever that's worth.
I know. What does that even mean? Most mutated.
It's
so most,
the most
I guess,
different from the original.
Yeah.
A new coronavirus variant has been detected in South Africa and a number of other countries with concerns that it could be more infectious and evade vaccines. Of course.
Just like all of the other variants.
Right.
Aren't we already past this?
It is going to evade vaccines. I mean, that's almost a tautology by this point. According to a new preprint study by South Africa's, good Lord, I'm not reading all of that. The study is awaiting peer review. Scientists first detected it in May of 2021, finding that it was descended from C.1, which is why it's called C.1.2, presumably, which scientists found surprising as C.1 had last been detected in January. The new variant has, quote, mutated substantially compared to C.1 and is more mutations away from the original virus detected in Wuhan than any other variant of concern or variant of interest. These are acronyms, VOC and VOI are what those. So they have official acronyms for these, variant of concern and variant of interest. So
is
the Delta strain the, like, D.1 then?
I couldn't even tell you. As far as I know, in the United States, they have still yet to be able to isolate COVID itself. So how they're detecting these different variants, I don't know if like Europe and South Africa have more advanced.
It would be surprising if they did.
Yeah, but so I don't. I have a hard time believing any of this at this point, just because everything they come out with is a contradiction, and
it is strange, man. I looked into the actual requirements of this festival that I'm going to next month, and the summary of it is, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to get tested before attending the festival, even though all of the science available shows that the vaccinated transmit COVID-19 just as much as anyone else. So it's basically a free pass to not get tested and to therefore not catch having COVID-19 and therefore spread it without limits.
It's crazy how many people don't actually know the science, like even the science that the CDC is releasing. So many people don't know that it's been proven that vaccinated people can still get COVID. There's so many people that just have absolutely no clue about anything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And they just believe whatever the news tells them or whatever their friends tell them. And they're not looking at the science or any sort of
I don't know what they're looking
data.
At because we get all of our information from the news.
Yeah, from mainstream
the media.
News media, from the CDC. Most of the COVID stuff we talk about is from the CDC or the NIH or the WHO, you know.
We just pay attention when they speak, I guess.
I guess so.
So it was first detected in South Africa, but C.1.2 has been found in England. And it needs a catchier name, so I'm going to go with the Doomsday variant for the rest of this article. has been found in England, China, Congo, New Zealand, Portugal, and Switzerland. The scientists believe that the number of available sequences of the Doomsday variant may be an underrepresentation of the spread and frequency of the variant in South Africa and around the world. I don't understand what that means. The number of available sequences may be an underrepresentation. I don't know.
I don't know what that means either.
The study found consistent increases in the number of Doomsday variant genomes in South Africa on a monthly basis, rising with some boring numbers, and I'm going to skip because they're boring numbers. The study also found that the Doomsday variant lineage has a mutation rate of about 41.8 mutations per year, which basically means this virus is mutating once a week, or really close to once a week. 41 times a year.
As coronaviruses are known to do.
Yes. Which is nearly twice as fast as the current global mutation rate of the other variants. So even the Delta variant is mutating at a rate of roughly once every 2 weeks. And these people think they're going to come up with a vaccine against it? Are they insane? Or are the people who believe that they can come up with a vaccine against it insane?
They're all insane.
The scientists stated that this short period of increased evolution was seen with the alpha, beta, and gamma variants, suggesting that a single event, followed by a spike in cases, drove faster mutation rates. I don't understand that. More than half of the Doomsday sequences have 14 mutations, but additional mutations have been noticed in some of the sequences. So this variant mutates, and then it mutates other variants, and there are more variants and more mutations. And
so it's just a chain of mutation.
Yeah, which is exactly what we expected from a coronavirus.
Yeah.
So more than half of the mutations in the spike region have been previously seen in other variants of concern. And they use the acronyms here, and I had to remember what they were, and variants of interest. And it goes on here. Basically, a new variant, it's more contagious, it's more mutated, it's more deadly, and if you're not properly afraid yet, you need to get your fourth shot.
And that's the thing, too. So they're like, the vaccines don't work, but you should still get a vaccine just because we said so, and we also won't let you go to the grocery store if you don't get it. But mostly, we just want you to be very, very afraid, and we want you to blindly follow every single order we give you because you are so afraid.
Turkey has also detected a new coronavirus variant, with tests detecting mutations that weren't found in the current variants named by the World Health Organization, which means presumably they're dealing with an epsilon variant. Dr. Comley told Turkish media that while tests were conducted to detect the presence of variants around Turkey, doctors found a new one with no connection to the others. How could it have no connection to the others? That's not the way this works. Reaching a rate of about 50 to 60% of cases in a northern province. Comley stressed that this is still unclear whether they have actually found a new variant or if it was just the result of false negativity in PCR. In PCR tests. But the PCR test doesn't, it can't identify specific variants, right? No one's ever claimed it
does. No, it can't. And it also can't differentiate between coronavirus and the flu. So it just outright doesn't work. And that's why they're not using it after the end of this year.
I'm surprised they put it off that long. Unless they just want to keep flu numbers down for the first half of the season.
Nothing makes sense. I have no clue what the plan is with the PCR test. Because you would think that, okay, once the second the CDC was like, this doesn't work anymore, they should just stop using it. But we're still using it in hospitals. If you go to a CVS to get a COVID test, they're probably going to do a PCR test or some form of rapid test.
Yeah, the festival that I'm going to will accept a PCR test, even though, they've been proven to not be helpful at identifying COVID-19. Anyway, as of last Wednesday, the World Health Organization had identified 4 variants of concern and 4 variants of interest. So 8 more variants on the way. A number have been designated for further monitoring, which isn't a surprise. I mean, this was always going to happen. The strain that we dealt with in the first place was probably drastically different from the one that affected China.
Yeah, and I know India got a strain that seems to be actually like a lot more deadly than what we were seeing in the United States.
Oh, so maybe that's our doomsday.
I do believe, this was a while ago too, but I do believe that there are different strains and that the level of like how sick you're going to get is variable based on which strain you get. But
certainly.
Either way, the vaccine isn't going to protect you from all of the strains. So what's the point?
Well, maybe Amazon having a clause that protects people from a zombie apocalypse or protects themselves from responsibility for a zombie apocalypse will prove useful. Maybe that's the next mutation. Coming up, more It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. live, and you're invited to join the discussions here. That's 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Intercoin, because last year we told you about it, and still it can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token, not someone else's. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. That's intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R, coin.org. And with you tonight, it's Aria and Nikki, and we've been talking about the coronavirus, because that's all anyone ever talks about. I mean, it's so frustrating to go to Drudge Report and just see nothing but coronavirus headlines. It's like, oh, look, there's a hurricane. Oh, but look, the Delta strain is more important, or this new strain in South Africa is more important than the hurricane. You would expect, I mean, in 2018, if there was a Category 4 hurricane that was hitting New Orleans, remember the last time a hurricane hit New Orleans head on, that would be the top story that everyone was talking about. Instead, I found like one article about it on Fox News.
Yeah.
Instead, it's all about this stupid coronavirus, because for whatever reason, the mainstream media isn't sick of talking about it. And we get most of our talking points based on what's happening in the current day. And we get that from the mainstream media. So the Delta variant is here, and people want you to believe that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and that the unvaccinated are the ones out there getting sick and spreading COVID-19. But look,
yeah, turns out that's not the case.
And it's clear it's not the case. I like pointing to the CDC. Now, I don't trust the CDC on this or any other matter, but it's interesting to go to the CDC's website and just look at what their actual recommendations are, because the media is not talking about it. Back in May or March or April or whatever point in this nonsense you want to look back to, every time the CDC had something to say, the mainstream media picked it up and talked about it. But now the media isn't talking about any of the CDC's guidelines, and that's ultimately because they all come out to be basically just, you don't have to get tested, which is stupid, because
and just tons of contradictions.
Yes, there are countless contradictions.
Nothing the CDC even makes sense anymore.
No. And that's assuming it ever made sense, but it certainly doesn't make sense now.
So it turns out a new study found that people vaccinated against the coronavirus who have also contracted the Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 could have similar peak levels of the virus as people who have not had a vaccination.
So basically, the vaccine is not effective against the Delta variant.
Yes. So
which is what we would expect of the results to be when people started vaccinating during a pandemic. It would cause the rise of a strain that is resistant to the vaccine.
Exactly. And the way vaccines work is, if you're going to do it on the original SARS-CoV-2 variant, or I guess it wouldn't be a variant yet, but if you're going to do it on the original SARS-CoV-2, the vaccine should only work against that strain.
So right, but they thought they had this solution. They thought they had a solution by targeting the spike proteins themselves or something.
Yes, but it turns out that isn't working. So the researchers also found that while the vaccination offers significant protection against the Delta variant, the vaccines are less effective than against previous variants. So that doesn't even make sense. So it offers significant protection, but the difference between being vaccinated and unvaccinated is insignificant. So
the media loves doing that. I mean, the talking heads of the CDC, the World Health Organization, they love doing that, saying, hey, look, your virus levels are the same among the vaccinated and unvaccinated, but that vaccine sure does a great job of protecting you.
It's just crazy to me, because people are buying this. They hear, oh, well, if you get vaccinated, it'll help anyways. So they're like, oh, I better go get vaccinated. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. But then in the next sentence, they're like, it actually doesn't make a difference at all. But people just don't hear that. They just ignore those parts of it. It's
sad to me seeing the people on Twitter, the young, healthy people saying, you know, I had COVID and I'm vaccinated, so I wasn't hospitalized. And thank goodness for that vaccine. I'm like, dude, you weren't going to be hospitalized from this anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've seen young, healthy people who got the vaccine and then people in their early 20s got the vaccine and ended up with inflammation of the heart, endocarditis, or massive blood clots in their arms and literally needed to get their arm amputated. That would not have happened if you just got COVID.
I know someone, he's a very young liberal. I'm not even sure he's old enough to go to a bar. He may be 22, I don't know. But he's a hardcore, like hardcore progressive liberal, buys into the COVID fear constantly, always complaining about people not wearing their masks and all of that nonsense. Went to a festival, a convention a week or two ago, forgot his meds here, and I don't know what kind of meds they are, but came back and was like, oh my God, I'm so sick. So he got two COVID-19 tests and then went to the ER, whereupon they told him, oh yes, this is a result of you not taking the medicines that you had here. So this kid, and he, the reason I learned about this is because he posted about it saying, thank goodness it's not COVID. Like, why were you even concerned about COVID in the first? You couldn't have been too concerned about it because you went to this convention, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's that sort of conflict between what people say and what they do that I see all the time. Like, this guy was one of the most fearful ones I've ever seen, and yet that didn't stop him from going to this convention
yeah.
in the height of the pandemic and the fourth wave or third wave or whatever we're on.
Well, how many times have you seen people riding motorcycles without a helmet on wearing a mask? I've probably seen that.
I haven't seen that yet.
I've seen that at least 10 times already.
Oh, that's
and it's
depressing.
Like, or people like buying cigarettes at the store with a mask on. I'm like, the science is settled on that. I mean, if we want to talk about the science
is going to get, yes.
It does if we want to talk about the science being settled, cigarettes are definitely more harmful than coronavirus. And I think that's just...
Well, there
was
a study when this first started happening that suggested that being a tobacco smoker may actually provide you some level of immunity to COVID-19.
It could. I actually...
But I don't think it turned out to be true.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? I did know this man who they were doing some sort of underground excavation of a basement. And they had like some sort of, you know, whatever, motorized heavy machinery underground, and the CO2 levels, or carbon monoxide or whatever, the carbon monoxide levels were building up because there was no ventilation for the air.
Mm.
And they said that his levels were so toxic that he would have died, but since he smoked a pack a day for like 30 years, he was so used to having, it must have been CO2, he was so used to having low levels of oxygen or, you know, built up toxins in his blood that it actually saved his life.
Cigarettes do contain carbon monoxide.
Yeah, so maybe it was, yeah, because that would make sense if it was like with the gas, but.
Oh, that's amazing. Cigarettes saved this dude's life.
Yep.
So they could kill him later.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice of them.
Spare him for a little bit. So going back to the article from Medical News Today, the researchers drew on the data. Well, we'll get back to it when we get back.
Absolutely. And also coming up, we're going to talk about nurses protesting in California and also the massive nurse shortage in California. Those two things may, in fact, be related. We're going to get into that and more. But you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida continues to hammer the Gulf Coast after making landfall Sunday afternoon as a Category 4 storm. Most of southern Louisiana is under an extreme wind warning as the storm has generated maximum sustained winds around 130 miles per hour. Gusts of 80 miles an hour have been recorded in downtown New Orleans, with some reports of roofs being damaged in the French Quarter. The city is also under a flash flood warning until 10 p.m. local time. The National Weather Service says that Ida will weaken as it moves further inland, but believes that the storm could still pack the strength of a Category 1 hurricane through Monday morning. And U.S. forces have carried out a second strike against an ISIS-K target in Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command says that a drone strike was conducted Sunday against a vehicle that was suspected to be used in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport. CENTCOM spokesperson Bill Urban said that a significant secondary explosion from the vehicle indicated the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material. He also said the military is assessing the possibility of civilian casualties in the strike. This is USA Radio News. Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest levels since November as demand has fallen off from the summer driving season. John Clements has more.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us and talk about whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just go there, click getting started at the top of the page, and take a couple minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. But if you already know about cryptocurrency, then check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto-related, including getting a wallet, mining, or just learning, or even acquiring Bitcoin. Check it out. Bitcoin.com is the website for that. Again, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Michael calling from Connecticut. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's
on
your mind?
I wanted to bring up the topic of the vaccine mandates because it affected one of my two jobs. I do housekeeping in a kind of a dementia care ward, kind of a high-functioning dementia care. And effective this Friday will be my last day because Ned Lamont did an executive order mandating the anybody in assisted care or anything like nursing homes or in that category had to get the first dose of what I call the death jab. And so, yeah.
Now, are they not allowing for the possibility of the Johnson & Johnson, which is just one jab?
Well, I think the criteria is the first dose. I guess that also you can get that too. But I just won't take it. So
yeah, I don't blame
I will
you.
Lose one of my two. Yeah. So I'm just going to lose one of my two jobs.
So they actually fired you over this?
I'm sorry?
They actually fired you over this?
No, well, technically, I gave my notice 25 days in advance because this was done about almost a month ago. So I'm choosing to leave.
Okay.
So, but eventually you will get, they'll put you on unpaid leave and eventually you will get terminated. So
I
have another job anyway to fall back on, but you're mentioning about talking about all the nursing shortages and I think my experience is probably a microcosm of what's going to happen throughout the entire healthcare system and nursing homes and assisted living hospitals and all that.
Absolutely.
Are nursing homes, you have a question? Or?
Well, I'm kind of curious to see how many people are going to try to apply for religious exemptions, medical exemptions, or just kind of try to, not quit, but just kind of see what happens, because it seems like about 20% of healthcare workers, roughly from the data that I'm seeing now, it says, 75 to 80% of healthcare workers in the United States are already fully vaccinated. So I'm curious to see, if the 20% is really absolutely not going to get vaccinated, we're already in a shortage, like you said, so that's going to create a huge gap of caretakers.
Yeah, some of my coworkers did go the exemption route. I personally am not going to jump through hoops because I already have another job. I can rely on that and then work on finding a second job later. And this whole thing is just one more thing which will probably push me to move into New Hampshire, which I wanted to do a long time ago, but COVID now has kind of reinvigorated that.
Well, the government here in New Hampshire is not allowed to require vaccines or to mandate them, which means that the schools aren't allowed to either, much to the dismay of Keene State College that wanted a vaccine requirement, but then was like, oh, no, we can't do that because it's actually illegal in the state of New Hampshire. And the result is that I forgot what I got distracted. But, yeah, so basically, New Hampshire has a law that prohibits the state from doing that and therefore schools and stuff like that. But it does not prevent private companies from doing that. So it's not a foolproof solution, but Michael, you definitely should move to New Hampshire because that is progress. And it's more than you've seen in Connecticut and Rhode Island, which have been some of the worst in regards to COVID-19.
It's a lot better here than it is in a lot of places.
It is. It's still not perfect here. I'm surprised to find that these executive orders are ongoing, that by decree they decided we're more than a year into this, of these governors having emergency powers to basically do whatever they want.
Almost 2 years.
And no one seems to be really doing anything about that. I know the New Hampshire state legislature, that they attempted to, but it was kind of weakened and muddled down, and then it got even further muddled down in a committee or some such nonsense. But there are nurses protesting, and the reason they're protesting is because they don't want to be forced to get a shot. And I can totally sympathize. I have to think that the 20% of healthcare workers who aren't vaccinated against coronavirus are doing so out of some sort of reason. It's not just they can't possibly not know where to get a vaccine or any of that kind of nonsense like the media tries to put out there. They know. They just, for whatever reason, have chosen they don't want one.
And that's their right.
It is.
No matter what the reason is, that's their right. So.
But there is a nurse shortage, and there's a doctor shortage, presumably, as a result of all of this. And you have stories related to those.
I do. So nurse shortages in California are reaching crisis points.
Now, what happened? Now, is COVID-19 revealing a longstanding flaw in the system?
There's a lot of different reasons why we're seeing nurse shortages. It's not just that people are quitting because they don't want to get vaccinated. There's a lot of different reasons here. The past almost 2 years working in healthcare has been extremely difficult.
I can imagine. I mean, it wasn't pleasant before. We were always hearing about doctor shortages and things like that, and the standard ER wait time was something like four to 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it's never been good.
So in the beginning, a lot of people, there was just like so much fear out there on the news. There was so much uncertainty. So a lot of people were just, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to put my family at risk. So a lot of people just quit. They, you know, they could collect unemployment. They were like, why would I work and put my family at risk, put myself at risk when I could just collect unemployment? So
on that note, isn't it interesting that all of these vaccine mandates happen to appear at a time when the unemployment benefits are going away?
Yeah. Yeah. So they, you kind of, they're almost trying to force people to. And it's really messed up because the people who are working in healthcare right now are the people who didn't give up on their careers. They didn't give up on patients, no matter the uncertainty, no matter the, you know, impending doom and danger. They,
right, because at first we legitimately didn't know anything about this, and there were videos surfacing that may have been faked or may have been, who knows what was going on with them.
It was real scary.
Falling over on the streets in China dead.
There were days that I went into work and I was just like not sure what to expect. You know, it was really, really scary at first. So now it seems like the people who hung in there and really, really care about their patients enough to, you know, possibly put themselves at risk, now they're going to get fired because they have questions about this vaccine. It really doesn't seem fair, and it doesn't seem safe because we already have a nursing shortage, and now it's just going to get so much worse. So I have a story about this from California. In the past month, four emergency room nurses, exhausted by the onslaught of patients and emotional turmoil by COVID-19, have quit at the Eureka Hospital where Matt Mill works. Mill, who has been a trauma nurse for 4 years, is actively looking for a less stressful nursing position.
Hold on. If you have COVID-19, there's no set of circumstances where you enter the trauma ward, right?
No, it's completely, so like trauma would be like car accidents, motorcycle accidents.
So her quitting had absolutely nothing to do with COVID-19.
No, so it's kind of complicated, right? So sometimes, I remember at the hospital that I'm at, when COVID was at its peak, our COVID unit was basically what used to be med-surg was now COVID. So all those med-surg patients were overflowing into different units. So it put an increased stress in the hospital.
Okay, makes sense.
So
there's more about
factors.
This ridiculous nurse shortage and is how it's being made worse by, you know, causing nurses to quit because you're requiring things of them that they don't want to submit to. It's free talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Aria and Nikki tonight, and you can join us. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And it's been brought to my attention that the Johnson & Johnson is no longer a one-shot coronavirus vaccine, and that's worth getting into, particularly because some of the just extravagant claims being made here. And you got to remember, this is coming primarily, if not entirely, from Johnson & Johnson themselves, basically saying, hey, we want the government to pay to give people a second dose of a vaccine, a booster shot. And I don't think a lot of people realize how much wealth is being shifted into Big Pharma as a result of all this. That vaccine is free to you. Those tests are free to you, but the government's paying for them.
It's crazy that people have that disconnect. They're like, no, it's free. I'm like, yeah, but like the taxpayer's paying for it. Yeah, but that's like, whatever, we're already paying taxes. And I'm like, I don't think you understand how economics works and how taxes work. I don't.
Anyone holding USD is paying for this nonsense.
Yeah, and it's just making the currency worth less and less and less.
It is, and it's making Big Pharma very, very wealthy. I think Pfizer said they were up 25%.
Oh, my gosh.
25% above what they had projected to be at. So they're doing well, and I imagine Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are doing pretty well, too.
And the best part is, they also are selling the remedies for any sort of vaccine reaction or vaccine injury that you have. So even if, you know, you get a vaccine injury, oh, no, that's fine. They're going to get even more money for that.
Well, luckily for Johnson & Johnson, the government's probably going to approve this nonsense, which means the government will give them more money, which hopefully will help them pay off some of the massive lawsuits that they've lost for doing shady things with medicine. So booster doses of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot coronavirus vaccines generated a large increase in antibodies, the frontline immune system defenses against infection, the company reported Wednesday. Now, this is Johnson & Johnson reporting this. You got to keep that in mind. They're saying, hey, look, our vaccine is great. Government, buy it from us. Oh, but look, if you buy it a second time, it's even better. The data comes, people who received a booster 6 to 8 months after their initial Johnson & Johnson shots saw antibodies increase ninefold higher than 20 days after the first shot, Johnson & Johnson said. So it's nine times more effective than it was initially. So they made it super effective. Just buy it from us, government. Give it to the people. Now, people started mixing and matching vaccines, so I have to wonder, would the Johnson & Johnson vaccine be a booster for the Moderna and Pfizer's
no,
as well?
No, it's a terrible idea. You're not supposed to do that.
I know, but people are doing it. There are hospitals doing it.
People, stop doing that.
I wish they would listen. The data comes from two phase two studies conducted in the United States and Europe. Some of the 2,000 or so people in the studies got booster doses 6 months after their first doses. And new interim data from these studies demonstrate that a booster dose, 6 months later, you need a booster dose of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, generated a rapid and robust increase in spike-binding antibodies. At least they didn't say spike in spike-building binding antibodies, because CNN did, and I filtered it out earlier because it was a stupid thing to say. We have established that a single shot of our COVID-19 vaccine generates strong and robust immune responses that are durable and persistent through 8 months. I don't know that that's true.
You know what I just thought of? You know how people are arguing that these vaccinations have been appropriately tested? If they were appropriately tested, wouldn't they have already known how many doses that you would have needed to get full immunity to COVID-19? Right? So the fact that they are just, one more booster dose might do it. Maybe just one more.
Well, the fact that these things wane after 6 to 8 months, right, and are reduced in effectiveness over time, it certainly suggests that they were not tested for a period that could have encompassed 6 to 8 months, or they would have realized this out the gate.
Well, it's impossible, right? Because it came out like 6 months after we found out about COVID. So it is impossible for them to do a long-term study on this. So there is no way that they could have known. But people are still trying to argue, nope, it's been through, our independent fact checkers have said that it has been through various tests and that it's reliable and that it'll save you from COVID, this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, how? It's impossible.
Yep, and it's important to remember that none of these vaccines were tested enough for them to know that 6 to 8 months afterward, you would have very, very diminished immunity to COVID-19, if any. So, distressing, depressing nonsense from Johnson & Johnson. I'm not surprised. I mean, they're big pharma, so they want more money, and the government will gladly give it to them if it means injecting. It's not as bad as I expected. You know, six to eight months for your booster. I expected monthly boosters.
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy.
At minimum, every 2 months. So the fact that they're not going that extravagant is actually kind of surprising to me. I mean, think about how fast this thing's mutating.
Imagine that, too. Like, I bet a lot of these people that are getting this vaccine don't do their yearly checkup, right? Most of these people probably aren't getting a yearly physical. So if they can't even get to the doctors once a year, how are you going to get these people to get to the doctors or to CVS or wherever every 6 months or every 4 months? It just doesn't seem likely.
Excellent point. And that's assuming there's going to be nurses and doctors to provide those shots in the first place.
I know, because if they're not quitting because they're sick of the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates, they're quitting just because it's really, really hard to work in healthcare right now. It has not been an easy couple of years for us.
Well, let's get back into that, because I think it's worth talking about.
So this article is about nurses in California. This one man, Matt Mill, who has been a nurse, a trauma nurse for 4 years, he says that he's looking for a less stressful nursing position and that a lot of his colleagues are too. On the bad days...
What do they expect working in a hospital, I mean, in a trauma ward, to be not stressful?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
That sounds like one of the more stressful places one can work in a hospital.
You know, and there's the thing about nursing is it's a wide range of things you can do. Nowadays, there's a lot of telehealth positions, so you're kind of like working from home. You know, doctor's office positions, there are a lot of different things you can do, but one would think that being a trauma nurse probably isn't super, you know, that sounds like a very stressful position. Well, you would think they would anticipate that going into that field, but...
It's also possible they didn't really want to be in the trauma field. They just ended up there because of the shortage. I was like, hey, well, we have to have a nurse here.
Well, and being a new nurse, you kind of just get whatever position you can get. But
Makes sense. Unfortunate, but that is the way it works.
And
a
sometimes
lot of times.
You think you can handle it, and then you get into the position, and you're like, this is, you know, I didn't expect to go home every day crying. And it's like, it is tough. It's hard.
I would not want to work in a trauma ward.
No, I can't even imagine. So Mel goes on to say, on the bad days, I think, what am I doing, and is this what I want to be doing? Mel said, it's shifting me to my core. Around California and around the nation, nurses are trading in high-pressure jobs for a career change, early retirement or less demanding assignments, leading to staffing shortages in many hospitals. Hospitals are struggling to comply with the state's nursing staffing requirements as pandemic-induced burnout has exacerbated an already chronic nursing shortage nationwide.
So there was already a shortage, and now it's just getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I think before COVID, there was probably a shortage just because it's a really demanding field. It's a very challenging field to work in. It's very sad. It's very exhausting mentally, emotionally, and physically. A lot of hospitals, you have to work 12-hour shifts. And then with the shortages, sometimes you're even mandated legally to stay longer. And if you do leave, you can be tried legally because that's patient abandonment. So you
So they weaponize the state to force you to work.
Yep. So you come into work expecting to work a 8-hour shift. And then you get mandated to say that shift just turned into a 16-hour shift. And that is just not safe.
No, it isn't.
It's not safe at all. And nurses are having 6-8 patient assignments, which is not safe. And, you know, it's not safe for the nurses and it's not safe for the patients. And that's why, you know, the state created these... Whatever these
requirements that, you know, it's illegal for you to not come to work.
Exactly.
Otherwise people wouldn't come to work because no one wants to deal with that.
But the thing is, if you need, say, for example, if you need 10 nurses to work on a unit to meet their requirements, but you don't have 10 nurses, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It's crazy. So hospitals say that they are reaching a crisis point, straining under the dual forces of more people seeking routine care and surging COVID-19 hospitalizations driven by the Delta variant.
More about this shortage. I never even considered the fact that they would weaponize, you know, nurses not coming to work as patient abandonment and then bring you up on criminal charges.
Yeah, you can't leave.
That's absolutely insane. Yep. 603-283-6160.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
Needle Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.